Today we have that beautiful privilege and blessing to bring into the fold of Christ's care through sacramental rite our little baby, Catherine Leah, and what a beautiful expression it is for her to be here today and for the congregation to be able to formally welcome her into the family of faith. And what a blessing it is that so many of her family have shown to show their support for this important step. It's a sign of hospitality. And we hear about that today in this reading that the lectionary offers us from Hebrews. It says, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, people have shown hospitality to angels without even knowing it." Think about that. That you might have in your lifetime have stumbled across someone who was in need, and that you reached out to offer that need, and you might have been helping a spiritual being of God Almighty. But even if it's not an angel, the writer goes on to say, continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourself were suffering. And that's really the beauty of the Christian faith. When we declare ourselves as being a part of the body of Christ and in relationship with our Savior Jesus Christ, we really do have an obligation to walk the walk, to be with those who have no one else to be with them, whether it's the poor or the naked or the imprisoned or any of the people that Jesus talked about this day as he gave us that beautiful parable. You'll remember how that gospel started. Jesus was on the Sabbath eating at a prominent Pharisee's house. And he noticed, of course, that many people were watching him. And so he told that wonderful parable about a wedding feast. The wedding feast, of course, is a symbolic foreshadowing of the very thing that is occurring in heaven right now with those saints who have gone on before us, our loved ones who died in the hope of the resurrection, with their faith in Christ Jesus. Our loved ones are gathered around that banquet table today with Jesus Christ. It's the wedding feast of the Lamb, as it's referred to in the book of Revelation. And we, brothers and sisters here in the church on earth, have an opportunity to get a little foretaste of that every time we come to this feastful table, this table of our Lord Jesus Christ, to receive the gifts of his body and blood and the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. We have a fair number of visitors with us today, and I want you, my brothers and sisters, to know that as a Christian professing your faith in Jesus Christ, if you are a baptized Christian who professes Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are welcomed at our Lord's table this Sunday morning. We do not fence the table from any brother or sister in Christ, regardless of whether they're a member of this church or some other church or not a member of a church. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and you've been baptized into his body, we invite you to be a participant in this feast that we're about to partake of in a moment. Again, this foreshadowing of that feast. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, Jesus says, what does he say? Basically says, be humble so that you're not humiliated. Sit at a lower spot. Be invited to a better spot. And this is something that we may not be able to easily relate to in 2019. 2,000 years ago, this would have been very evident to an ancient Jewish world, because there really was a pecking order at every single banquet. Where you seated said something about who you were. And in fact, even the quality of the food that you were going to be served at that banquet said something about who you were. But that's where it's different today, because of the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and his finished work at the cross of Calvary, that you and me, as undeserving as we are, we have a place at the table of the Lord we have a place at the feast that is celebrated this Sunday. We have a place in the Holy Eucharist. Eucharist meaning thanksgiving, as we have an opportunity in thanksgiving to receive the precious body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus closes out that parable, this time talking to the dinner host, when he tells them, look, when you throw that kind of party, don't invite your friends and your brothers and your sisters and your rich neighbors. You know why you shouldn't invite them? Because they're going to pay you back. And all we're doing now is just patting each other on the back. He encouraged them. He says, invite the crippled. Invite the blind. Invite the lame. Invite the poor. In other words, invite the unworthy of society, because like you, they too were made in the image and likeness of our God. And like you, they desire to have all that God would offer for them. And that's the take-home point for us this morning. All that God would offer for them and for us. Because ultimately, that offering comes from God and was made by God. There is nothing in our physical bodies that we can do to make ourselves worthy to approach this altar to receive those precious elements, other than knowing that we're depending upon the righteousness of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in whom we've placed our faith and our trust. So my brothers and sisters, this morning, as we prepare to partake in Holy Communion, I invite you to meditate upon that. You can't be good enough to receive the blessed Holy Communion. But because God loves you, He made a way for you anyway. And that way is the truth and the life, and His name is Jesus. And I pray that you receive this message, that you receive Him in the sacrament this morning. And I offer this prayer in the blessed name of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let all who receive it say, Amen.